I started to realize they could have been right at the Glassman Clinic after all. Even Michael Houston could have been at least partly right, as much as I disliked the little prick. Billy, she touched his arm. Never mind, he said. I'm not going to sock him when I see him. Might offer him a piece of pie, though, Billy thought and laughed. Share the joke? She gave him a puzzled little smile. It's nothing, he said. Anyway, the problem was that Houston, those guys at the Glassman Clinic, even you, Heidi, were trying to ram it down my throat, trying to force-feed me the truth. I just had to think it all out for myself. Simple guilt reaction, plus, I suppose, a combination of paranoid delusions and willful self-deception. But in the end, Heidi, I was partly right, too. Maybe for all the wrong reasons, but I was partly right. I said I had to see him again, and that was what turned the trick. Just not in the way I'd expected. He was smaller than I remembered. He was wearing a cheap Timex watch, and he had a Brooklyn accent. He said, "Coice" for curse. It was that more than anything that broke through the delusion, I think. It was like hearing Tony Curtis say, "Yonder is the palace of my father," in that movie about the Arabian Empire. So I picked up the telephone and, in the parlor, the clock on the mantel began boinging musically. "It's midnight," he said. "Let's go to bed. I'll help you stack the dishes in the sink." "No, I can do it," she said, and then slipped her arms around him. "I'm glad you came home, Billy. Go on upstairs. You must be exhausted." "I'm okay," he said. "I'll just..." He suddenly snapped his fingers with the air of a man who has just remembered something. "Almost forgot," he said. "I left something in the car." "What is it? Can't it wait until the morning?" "Yes, but I ought to bring it in." He smiled at her. "It's for you." He went out, his heart thudding heavily in his chest. He dropped the car keys on the driveway, then thumped his head on the side of the car in his haste to pick them up. His hands were trembling so badly that he could not at first stick the key into the trunk slot. "What if it's still pulsing up and down like that?" his mind yammered. "Christ almighty, she'll run screaming when she sees it." He opened the trunk, and when he saw nothing inside but the jack and the spare, he almost screamed himself. Then he remembered. It was on the passenger side of the front seat. He slammed the trunk down and went around in a hurry. The pie was there, and the crust was perfectly still, as he had known, really, that it would be. His hands abruptly stopped trembling. Heidi was standing on the porch again, watching him. He crossed back to her and put the pie into her hands. He was still smiling. "I'm delivering the goods," he thought. And delivering the goods was yet another of the many things it was all about. His smile widened. "Voila," he said. "Wow." She bent down close to the pie and sniffed. "Strawberry pie. My favorite." "I know," Billy said, smiling. "And still warm. Thank you. I pulled off the turnpike in Stratford to get gas, and the ladies' aid or something was having a bake sale on the lawn of the church that was right there," he said. "And I thought, you know, if you came to the door with a rolling pin or something, I'd have a peace offering." "Oh, Billy." She was starting to cry again. She gave him an impulsive one-armed hug, holding the pie balanced on the tented fingers of her other hand, the way a waiter balances a tray. As she kissed him, the pie tilted. Billy felt his heart tilt in his chest and fall crazily out of rhythm. "Careful," he gasped, and grabbed the pie just as it started to slide. "God, I'm so clumsy," she said, laughing and wiping her eyes with the corner of the apron she had put on. "You bring me my favorite kind of pie, and I almost drop it all over your She broke down completely, leaning against his chest, sobbing. He stroked her new short hair with one hand, holding the pie in the palm of the other, prudently away from her body, should she make any sudden moves. "Billy, I'm so glad you're home," she wept. "And you promise you don't hate me for what I did? You promise?"
"I promise," he said gently, stroking her hair. "She's right," he thought.
It's still warm. Let's go inside, huh? In the kitchen, she put the pie on the counter and went back to the sink. Aren't you going to have a piece? Billy asked. Maybe when I finish these, she said. You have one if you like. After the dinner I put away, he asked and laughed. You're going to need all the calories you can pack in for a while. This is just a case of no room in the inn, he said. Do you want me to dry those for you? I want you to go up and get into bed, she told him. I'll be right up behind you. All right. He went up without looking back, knowing she would be more likely to cut herself a piece of the pie if he wasn't there. But she probably wouldn't. Not tonight. Tonight, she would want to go to bed with him, might even want to make love with him. But he thought he knew how to discourage that. He would just go to bed naked. When she saw him, and as far